A beautiful workout for girls. Sets and reps only work once, because they challenge your body only once, initially, when switching from no gym to gym. This process can't be recreated because everyone ends up lifting too heavy. Too heavy means it is not possible to lift for longer, and if you aren't lifting for long enough, then you won't be able to lift heavier. Therefore, sets and reps are not a strategy. It's not a workout. They may be some fragment of a bloated one, perhaps, or a myth based on bodybuilders showing off. Lifting 3 sets of 10 times is convenient for a TV crew, or good for showing off among the boys. But it does nothing for making continued progress, because it does not gently push your body into adaptation. And muscle isolation can only slow you down. You need a full body exercise. All the machines, and I'm sorry to say, even the racks, are a bad idea. And beyond that, lifting super heavy will result in back injury, so just don't do it. As you are about to hear, good workouts that provide great results are simple, clear, and rational. You can very easily visualize their results. The 1980s aerobics craze demonstrates a proper full body exercise. What was left out, however, is that you don't stop ever. You simply cycle standing dumbbell exercises to rest your muscle groups. And it is really best to power walk rather than stand in place. If you are just starting, before you establish a proper workout, you must train for it, which means eliminating all the rest periods. You can achieve that by just walking with 3-pound dumbbells. But as soon as you can handle that for 1 hour, the training phase ends, and you begin your lifelong workout routine. It is always just dumbbells, but as soon as you can, find a way to lift them above your head as well. If you are jogging, you may need to pause for a little bit. That will give you the shoulders and, of course, add to the abdominal effect. To make sure that you are always stably progressing forward, there is a very important rule that you must adhere to. This is the rule that is missing in sets and reps. Lift light, but not so light that you can lift more, and never ever so heavy that you must stop. You can see how this will keep you going as your body adapts. If you want or are curious about big muscle, move to slower music. One beat lift up, next beat lower down. Less than 100 beats per minute will help you lift heavy. If you want an athletic body, move fast, 145 BPM or more. Slow means you lift heavy. Fast will keep you at 7 to 10 pounds per hand. And here, you will be able to jog, and you can just go slow. So jogging and weightlifting will keep your body trim, athletic, and rather muscular, but without the huge bodybuilder muscle. There cannot be a workout without music. You always need a backup player. It is not just about tempo. Hitting every beat helps you enter a dance trance that makes time pass faster, turns 4 hours into 10 minutes. Doubling or tripling your exercise duration helps you burn more fat faster. You will need pretty and fresh songs, and they are like non-rechargeable batteries. Once you deplete a bouncy song with a few weeks of dancing, the song energy will be spent, never to return. The workout is every day until you see benefits in taking a day off. Might as well make it two. This is already a rather beautiful workout as it helps you twist and turn with dumbbells, and it gives you results weekly, making you look mighty. But to make it even more beautiful, begin shuffle dancing with dumbbells. You may need zero drop, wide toe box shoes, and sandy concrete. This way you can slide your shoe very easily. Your shoes will not last long, so always buy the cheapest kind you can find. And please avoid thick soles, foam shoes, or heels raised to any height. That can only result in pump bump. Dancing puts a lot of stress on your feet, so the effect is multiplied. Wait for your body to adapt before moving to the next weight. Our musculature is complex. It is a symphony orchestra. All the little stabilizer muscles throughout your body will keep you safe for life, and advancing gradually will keep you free of injury. Mornings are probably best for your workout because of the fresh and crisp air and relatively cool weather. Though you can easily dip into hard bodybuilding using this routine, just slow down your music and add more weight, be mindful that lighter weights make this into a lifelong fitness routine that in itself adds to the beauty of it. Lastly, if you need a beautiful way to initially get into shape, please consider hiking. Perhaps even the Appalachian Trail, which takes about 6 months, or the full Triple Crown, the Appalachian, Pacific Crest, and Continental Divide trails, which could take almost 2 years. Remember to bring your narrated books, because hiking is not just about walking and fitness. It's also about growing all the way up to become a great being.